With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has signed his tax cuts and spending package at the White House today during a 4th of July picnic. He says the bill will catapult the country forward.
You're going to see like a rocket ship. You know, we're setting all sorts of economic records right now, and that's before this kicks in. After this kicks in, our country is going to be a rocket ship.
The president signed the legislation, which will bring massive cuts to government benefits such as Medicaid and food stamps, plus increased funding for immigration enforcement during the White House's military family picnic on Friday evening. At least 13 people are dead and more than 20 unaccounted for in Texas after a deluge of heavy rain fell in just a few hours overnight. Kerr County endured severe flash flooding of the Guadalupe River after as much as 10 inches poured down. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
The highest-ranking official for Kerr County, Texas, Judge Rob Kelly, was pressed on why evacuations weren't ordered in advance.
We have floods all the time. This is the most dangerous river valley in the United States.
I agree.
And we deal with floods on a regular basis. When it rains, we get water. We had no reason to believe that this was going to be anything like what's happened here.
The area around Kerrville, Texas, was particularly hit hard.
This came at night when people were asleep in bed.
Mayor Joe Herring Jr. fought back tears as he asked,
"Please pray for our community."
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Texas parents are frantically posting photos of their daughters and pleas for information, as more than 20 campers from an all-girls summer camp remain missing after the floods tore through the state's south central region. This is SRN News. A Washington State woman beats the YMCA.
Julie Jaman was taking a shower after using the pool at the Olympic Peninsula Y in Port Townsend when a man walked into the dressing room. Jaman complained to the staff, who promptly called the police on her and banned her from the facility for life. She sued, and now the city and the Y have agreed to pay $65,000 in damages and restore her access to the premises. Jaman was represented in court by the Center for American Liberty. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine has vetoed a measure that would have required public libraries to keep books promoting the LGBT lifestyle away from small children. He also killed a bill that would have restricted funding for youth homeless shelters if they supported transgender or non-binary identities. Another measure vetoed by the governor would have restricted the kinds of flags that can be flown in front of Ohio state government buildings. SRN News. There's been more Israeli strikes and shootings in Gaza.
Israeli airstrikes on Gaza have killed at least 15 Palestinians on Friday, including 8 women and 1 child. Another 20 Palestinians were killed by Israeli troops who shot at them on Friday while they were waiting for aid, as confirmed by local Nasser hospital. The regular killings by Israel's military are taking place as ceasefire efforts appear to be moving forward. Hamas said Friday it was holding discussions with leaders of other Palestinian factions to discuss a ceasefire proposal presented to it by Egyptian and Qatari mediators. Hamas said it will give its final response to mediators after the discussions have concluded. I'm Karen Chamas.
Hamas has given a positive response to the latest proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza, but says further talks are needed on implementation. It was not clear if Hamas meant it had accepted the proposal. More at SRNnews.com.